Live on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, there was a 40% drop in the number of recorded suicides in Donegal last year compared to 2016. Donegal County Council has agreed to contact the HSE and universities to help progress findings from a recent report carried out on the high level of cancer clusters within the county. A delegation of councillors from the Donegal Municipal District met with the Transport Minister yesterday to impress upon him the need for upgrade works to be carried out on the Petticoat to Lahey Road. And a new twice-daily fast ferry service has begun operating between Tory Island and the mainland. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, there was a 40% drop in the number of recorded suicides in Donegal last year compared to 2016. According to CSO figures, 392 people took their own lives nationally in 2017 compared to 399 in 2016. In Donegal, the fall was sharper with 12 deaths through suicide recorded last year compared to 20 in 2016. Donal Kavanagh has more.
According to the Central Statistics Office, there were 7.5 deaths by suicide per 100,000 people in Donegal in 2017. That was slightly below the national average of 8.2. Conversely, in 2016, the Donegal figure was 12.4 deaths per 100,000 against a national figure of 8.4. The vast majority of those who died by suicide were male. Last year, in Donegal, 11 men and one woman died through suicide, while in 2016, recorded figures showed 13 men and 7 women took their own lives. Samaritans Ireland says while the statistics show a welcome downward trend since 2015, more needs to be done in the area of suicide prevention.
The 126 illegally registered adoptions at St Patrick's Guild may only be the tip of the iceberg, according to the Taoiseach. Yesterday, it was revealed 126 people had their adoptive parents registered as their birth parents and may not know they are adopted at all. An independent investigation is to look into the matter. Leigh Radker has said there will be a sampling exercise of other adoption agencies amid fears thousands of people may be affected.
And if that indicated, as I said in my previous response, that there is evidence of these illegal registrations in other adoption societies, well, then we will do a full analysis of those records. It is potentially a mammoth task, that is the case, and potentially is the tip of the iceberg. But I think, again, we need to be important and sensitive in our language and not assume all these things. Let's act quickly, but let's always act on the basis of the facts.
Donegal County Council has agreed to contact the HSE and universities to help progress findings from a recent report carried out on the high level of cancer clusters within the county. A motion was put forward by Inishowen Councillor Martin McDermott at the latest sitting of Donegal County Council following a report commissioned earlier this year into the water supply and radon levels in the Clinche area of Clonmany. Councillor McDermott says the issue has been noted by healthcare professionals in other parts of the country.
There's a lot of work done locally in this. We do need, you know, the type of body of Donegal County Council now to get behind this, you know, to stand by it, to put a bit of weight behind it. And they have acknowledged today they will firstly contact the HSE and move these findings through the HSE onto the universities. And that's a big step for us today because we've been working, as I say, for a year and a half. And I have to acknowledge the work by the ladies in the Clinche area, Clonmany, you know, in the Clonmany Community Centre. They've been working tirelessly on this now for a year and a half. And it takes time to get all this done. It takes time to get the reports done. But finally, we have got the full backing now of the full council at county level to push it to the HSE. And I think that's a big step today, Donal.
Letterkenny IT has been mentioned today, the colleges in Galway, colleges in Derry and so on. If they come on board, that's going to give an academic research element to this. It's going to be thorough and it's going to take a lot of time.
Yeah, it is going to take a bit of time. And it's a big process. But you know what, Donal, the levels of cancer, the levels of cancer clusters in Donegal, by talking to, as I say, nurses and oncology nurses that are working in Dublin, professors in Dublin are commenting on this. And I think it's something that we really, really need to do. And look, if we can save one life by doing this, sure, it's well worth doing. And I think that this is something that can be taken to another level, that the HSE and the universities can take on and really come back with us a comprehensive report as to why we have such a high level of cancer here in Donegal.
A new twice-daily fast ferry service has begun operating between Tory Island and the mainland. The contract, which runs until July the 31st, was finalised after the Core Common Tory Island invited applications for a short-term fast ferry service. The agreement was signed while separate discussions are underway between the government and the HSE on extending helicopter services to Tory Island, which ran from mid-November last year until March the 30th. Minister Joe McHugh says consultations have now begun on possible designs for a new purpose-built ferry as well as improvements to the pier at Maharorty. Rank-and-file Gardaí are warning that a hard Brexit could see an increase in crime along the border. The Garda Representative Association estimates that an extra 1,000 frontline members will be needed to deal with it. But the Acting Garda Commissioner, Donal O'Cullinan, says it's too early to say what the outcome will be.
The reality is that until we see what the actual picture that emerges, we can't really plan in any great detail to it, so we're just guessing, and I'm not going to go into that area of speculation. At the end of the day, government have committed to increasing our strength to 15,000 members, which will be the highest in the history of An Garda Síochána.
A delegation of councillors from the Donegal Municipal District met with the Transport Minister yesterday to impress upon him the need for upgrade works to be carried out on the Petticoat to Lahey Road. There were calls for the road to be upgraded to secondary road status due to it being an access road to the county. Minister Shane Ross, however, did not give a firm commitment to provide funding for the road, but Councillor Micheál Nocton is confident that he will deliver.
That conversation went very good. I mean, we had a very good meeting with Minister Ross and the officials from the Department of Transport, and that basically, Minister Ross's state committee, it was a priority status for the road, and basically there will be improvement for the road. So, you know, we've been very successful that basically the funding will come for this road that is badly needed, that because it has deteriorated very badly in the last number of years, and it requires additional funding. And we were very hopeful after the meeting with Minister Ross that we will receive funding for this road.
So while no absolute concrete guarantee was given, you are remaining hopeful that funding will be provided to repair the road.
That's correct. That I mean, but Minister Ross was very supportive and basically accepted our application, and basically as we all went to the delegation with senior officials from Donegal County Council, John McLaughlin and Mark Sweeney, area manager, basically we put a very good case forward in relation to the road, and basically the minister was very supportive of it, and basically said that we would definitely get funding for this road.
A Buncrana councillor is sending a clear message to visitors and locals frequenting Buncrana Pier to ensure they leave no rubbish behind. It comes following the discovery of a vast amount of litter strewn across the pier in recent days, with units from the council sent to the area yesterday to clean up. Councillor Rena Donaghy says with all the good work carried out in the town, it is unfortunate that it is spoiled by a minority.
Bottles, bags, plastic, items of clothing, just all general garbage. The council had to actually send units down yesterday morning to clear the whole place all up. And it spoils it for everyone else. And it's not very safe either if children are walking on broken glass and stuff like that. So we'd ask people to desist. Enjoy the beaches, and people are more than welcome. We're delighted to see the people coming here. And the Tidy Towns played a big part in this as well. And the Tidy Towns are doing an awful lot of great work now here at the minute, because we have the judging very soon. We don't know how soon it'll be, and we've just put new summer seats out around Ned's Point and that. And last night we painted all the flower boxes and that. So there's an awful lot of good work going on, and we don't want it destroyed then by a few.
Obviously, in the first instance, as you mentioned, people shouldn't litter in the first place. But does it beg the question that maybe perhaps more litter wardens should be deployed to scenic routes, maybe across the county, especially in this good weather?
Absolutely. But this is isolated as well, because we don't get the weather very often, as you know. And then huge crowds come. They're attracted to the beaches. And Buncrana Pier was very badly littered. So it is kind of isolated incidents as well. You don't get it that often.
A former editor of the Sunday Independent has told the Disclosures Tribunal that rumours about Maurice McCabe were common in independent news and media as well as in political circles in 2014. Anne Harris says the rumours were to detract from the character of a man who was trying to raise Gardamal practice in the public. Juliette Gash reports.
The Disclosures Tribunal is currently examining claims by Dave Taylor that he was ordered by Martin Callanan, in the knowledge of Noreen O'Sullivan, to smear Maurice McCabe to journalists. Former editor of the Sunday Independent, Anne Harris, has told the tribunal that three journalists at Independent News and Media told her negative things about Maurice McCabe. Ms. Harris said there were a lot of rumours around the office and in political circles about Sergeant McCabe, but that she didn't deal in gossip. Ms. Harris said she formed the views the purpose of the gossip was to stop the media from covering Maurice McCabe's concerns, and that the gossip emanated from the Gardaí. Ms. Harris also confirmed that she never got information on Maurice McCabe from Dave Taylor or former commissioners Noreen O'Sullivan and Martin Callanan. Juliette Gash at the Disclosures Tribunal.
It's hoped that a formal agreement twinning Letterkenny with the German town of Rudolstadt will be signed in September. A twinning agreement is due to be signed in Rudolstadt tomorrow, formalising the process. It's after Donegal County Council ratified the proposal earlier this week. Municipal District Mayor Jimmy Kavanagh and Councillor Michael McBride both visited the town in March for St Patrick's Day celebrations, where they signed an informal agreement with the local mayor, beginning the process. Councillor Kavanagh says once the formalities are complete, signs publicising the link can be erected.
They're having a meeting in Rudolstadt on Thursday. I'll inform them that we've passed it here in Donegal, and they will now go through the formalities there, and that's it, done and dusted. They intend having a delegation over here in September to visit schools. The mayor's coming over, and members of their council. We have to put together a programme for that and get a few things organised for the few days they're going to be here. There's other things, other details to work out, but it looks now like that it's going to be done and dusted by Thursday.
At what point will we see the signs go up and the formal agreements being signed and formal memorandums put in place?
We signed a pre-agreement when we were in Rudolstadt, and when they come to visit here, we'll do something similar with and sign official documents then in September. So that should be it. And then after that, soon we'll see signs going up.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Gear up for the bank holiday with sizzling summer specials all weekend.
It's now 14 minutes past five and time for the latest sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with rugby and the Irish under-20s team. That includes Letterkenny's Joe Dunleavy. Kick off their World Championship campaign in Perpignan this evening. Noel McNamara's side face the hosts and holders France in their opening Pool C fixture at 8 o'clock. Ireland suffered a 10-point defeat when the sides met in the Six Nations earlier in the year. Captain Keelan Doris says they're seeking consistent performances in the tournament.
I think what we'll be looking to build on now is get a complete 80-minute performance. There are some inconsistencies throughout the Six Nations. We kind of had 40 minutes of really good stuff, 40 minutes not so good stuff. So kind of putting it together now is going to be the focus.
Another rugby news, Australian head coach Michael Checa has named five uncapped players in his 32 squad for the upcoming test series with Ireland. Crusaders Peta Asamoah is still waiting for his clearance from New Zealand to join the country of his birth, but is unlikely to be registered in time for the first test on June 9th. In soccer, Republic of Ireland women's national team head coach Colin Bell has named a 21-player squad ahead of the crucial World Cup qualifiers against Norway, which start on Friday, June 8th. Donegal's Tyler Toland and Amber Bard are named among the forwards and midfielders. And as shown, Roman McLaughlin misses out, having only just returned to action with Shelburne with a leg injury, while Amy Boyle-Carr misses out due to the leaving certificate. Cross Channel, Manchester City are closing in on their first signing of the summer. Riyad Mahrez is set to join from Leicester for £75 million. City have tried to sign the Algerian international on two previous occasions. David Wagner has signed a new three-year contract with Huddersfield. The German defied the odds to keep the Terriers in the Premier League last season. His new deal is said to be worth £2.5 million a year, making him one of the best paid Premier League managers outside the top six. And Poland striker Robert Lewandowski has told Bayern Munich that he wants to leave the club this summer. The 29-year-old has scored 29 goals in the Bundesliga this season and says he wants a new challenge. He's 3 years remaining on his contract with the German champions and has been linked now with a move to Real Madrid, Chelsea and PSG. It's a quick turnaround for the Donegal under-20s, who are back in action this Sunday against Derry in the quarterfinals of the Ulster Championship at Hayley Park. That's a game that will be live on highlandradio.com this Sunday. Throw-in is at 11:45 a.m. Donegal management say there's no injury concerns ahead of the tie, having progressed with a dominant performance against Cavan last Sunday. Donegal manager Gary McDade is expecting a tougher challenge this coming weekend.
Listen, they have some huge assets themselves coming into the game. The game they have Callum Brown, you know what I mean, who caused serious havoc in the Ireland minor final when he came off the bench last year. And listen, I've known him from college's games in the past. He won an All-Star, future star for Queen's at under 16, the Queen's tournament, and then he won an Ulster College's All-Star as well in the same year as an under 16 player, which would be very rarely done as an under 16 to win a senior All-Star as well. And they have the two McWilliams twins as well, who got All-Stars with Mahara this year. So listen, we'd have a wee bit of knowledge, and looking off a lot of our boys would have played them maybe in the college's competitions, if not county competitions, coming through in the past.
And you can hear more from Gary McDade by going to the sports section of highlandradio.com. And of course, coming up later tonight, as we do each and every Wednesday, the GA programme with Tom Comack throws in this evening at 8:30. Kerry forward James O'Donoghue says the big panel is important ahead of the championship. The Kingdom, who haven't won the All-Ireland since 2014, face Clare in their Munster opener this Sunday in Killarney. O'Donoghue feels the Kerry squad is in a good place.
The squad's in very good nick at the moment. We don't seem to have many injuries. You know, the physio team have been absolutely fantastic in terms of getting fellas right and managing loads and everything. So this year, more than any year, you need a full panel of fellas fit and going well for the summer. And, you know, at the moment, we seem to be well placed for that. But, you know, coming into this Clare game, we just need fellas playing well to get a good feel around the camp.
One game tonight in the All County League Division 4. Neve Colm Killer due to host Robert Emmett's. That one is set to start at 7:30 in Newton. And motorsport is reported today that the Hyundai and Toyota World Rally Championship teams have expressed an interest in signing Chris Meek. The County Tyrone driver and co-driver Paul Nagel were dropped by Citroën last week for what the team described as an excessively high number of crashes. The latest crash came in Portugal, where Meek was airlifted to hospital for checks. Despite a win record under the French manufacturer, only beaten by the great Sebastian Loeb, Citroën says Meek's accidents meant they had to change the lineup on safety grounds. While in tennis, 2016 champion Novak Djokovic is into round 3 of the French Open. He won in straight sets today against Spain's Wamu Munar, 7-6, 6-4, 6-4. Women's world number 1 Samoa Halep has overcome a poor first set to reach the second round. Starting the Grand Slam a day later than scheduled due to rain, the two-time runner-up beat American Alice Risk 2-6, 6-1, 6-1. And two-time Wimbledon champion Petra Kvitova is through to the third round following a straight set victory over Lara Ambrumbana of Spain. That's it for today. We'll be back with the next bulletin tomorrow morning after the 8 News, Michaela.
Thanks, Oisin. The Justice Minister is urging anyone with information about the recent murders of 3 young people to come forward. Separate investigations are underway into the deaths of Anastasia Creechel, Justine Valdez and Cameron Riley. Detectives are still searching for 18-year-old Cameron's phone and believe it holds vital clues to help identify his killers. Charlie Flanagan says it's important those responsible are held to account.
I'm very concerned that 3 horrific and brutal murders. And again, I would appeal to the general public to provide any relevant or appropriate piece of information to An Garda Síochána.
Donegal County Council is to review the operation of the electoral register after a number of questions were raised following last week's referendum. A number of members expressed concern at reports of people being removed from the register and in some cases only realising that when they arrived at their polling stations to vote. The issue was raised by Councillor Jack Murray, who also questioned why a large number of eligible people in the county were not registered at all. He says the council should make contact with all secondary schools to ensure final year students are given registration forms.
Over the last couple of months, I've been kind of taken aback by the amount of people who've contacted me who aren't on the elected register and can't vote. That's across all age groups, but in particular, there's a huge amount of young people who aren't registered to vote. The National Youth Council of Ireland had estimated over 150,000 across the state, of which 4,300 are in Donegal. So I thought the council has a responsibility to take a proactive role in that, to make contact with all the schools, contact the 17, 18-year-olds in all those schools, give them the form forms to get them registered to vote. I think that's the handiest, simplest and most straightforward way to do it.
Joe Peoples of Donegal County Council said the council has no wish to see anyone disenfranchised, and he said the council will do everything it can to facilitate people registering.
This system is in place at the minute, but the council mightn't wish to do so. It's a bit archaic, and there's people that aren't registered to vote. Despite that, I know I sent in dozens of names to have people added to the register, and there's a few of those that still weren't registered despite me sending on those names. So that's a huge problem. There's also a number of people who were surprised to find that they'd been removed from the register when they went to vote in the recent referendum, and that's a huge problem that needs to be addressed, because we live in a democracy, and people need to have that fundamental right to participate in elections.
As you said, questions being asked as to how people were removed, why people weren't on the register. There have been calls in the chamber today, Councillor Kennedy, Councillor Blaney and others looking for such review. You would back that?
I'd back that wholeheartedly. This is an ongoing problem. This is a mess that we really, really need to sort out. For one person to lose their vote, it's totally unacceptable, but it's happened across the county, and there's people who are contacting me. They're irate when they find out that they've lost the vote, so this needs to get sorted, and I'd hope that this motion goes some way towards helping it.
171 motorcyclists have been killed on Irish roads, 3 in Donegal since 2010. 629 have been seriously injured. The RSA have teamed up with Gardaí to launch their June bank holiday safety appeal. This weekend they are focusing on motorbike riders, calling on them to be seen and slow down. CEO of the Road Safety Authority is Maya Murdoch.
Motorcyclists, this weekend, the sun is out. Yes, go out and enjoy it. You do enjoy the exhilaration, but you must ease off on the throttle. If you're not doing it for yourself, do it for your family and make sure that you are safe out there and don't take unnecessary risks. Alcohol plays too much of a role in so many crashes out there that really you cannot drink and drive. You need all your senses.
There were 11 people awaiting admission to Letterkenny University Hospital this morning, according to the latest Trolley Watch report. 4 people were on trolleys in its emergency department, while a further 7 were waiting on wards. Cork University Hospital was the most overcrowded today, with 51 people waiting there. Nationally, there were 446 people waiting at hospitals across the country today. The Dáil's debating a bill that would see the whole country designated a rent pressure zone. Labour's bill would see rent increases capped at 4% across the country. It would also ban landlords who are selling the house to be able to evict tenants. But Housing Minister Owen Murphy says landlords need to be part of the solution.
We do need larger and more professional landlords, though. And we have to recognise that those international players that are out there that are doing this successfully in other countries and have started to do it successfully here are a necessary part of the solution to make sure that we don't repeat the mistakes of the past. We don't find ourselves in a situation that we are today where small landlords are leaving the market because they're encumbered with debt they shouldn't have taken on in the first place, or it's no longer an attractive place for them to be in.
For weather now, dry this evening with spells of warm sunshine. However, the sunshine will turn increasingly hazy later, with overnight temperatures of 11 to 13 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, there was a 40% drop in the number of recorded suicides in Donegal last year compared to 2016. According to CSO figures, 392 people took their own lives nationally in 2017 compared to 399 in 2016. Donegal County Council has agreed to contact the HSE and universities to help progress findings from a recent report carried out on the high level of cancer clusters within the county. A motion was put forward by Inishowen Councillor Martin McDermott at the latest sitting of Donegal County Council, following a report commissioned earlier this year into the water supply and radon levels in the Clinch area of Clonmany. A new twice-daily fast ferry service has begun operating between Tory Island and the mainland. The contract, which runs until July the 31st, was finalised after Cork Hum and Tory Island invited applications for a short-term fast ferry service. And a Buncrana councillor is sending a clear message to visitors and locals frequenting Buncrana Pier to ensure they leave no rubbish behind. It comes following the discovery of a vast amount of litter strewn across the pier in recent days, with units from the council sent to the area yesterday to clean up. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, the 30th of May.
The death has taken place of Elizabeth McPeters, 69 Bells Park Road, Strabane. Funeral service in the Kingdom Hall on Friday afternoon at 2 o'clock, with burial afterwards in Erne Cemetery. Family Flowers Only, please, donations in lieu of desire to the Alzheimer's Society Foyle Branch, care of William Key Funeral Director, 1A Finview, Erne Road, Strabane. Family home strictly private, please, at the request of the deceased. The death has taken place of Jim Devine, 25 Coleman Fold, Strabane, and formerly of Ashgrove Park, Strabane. His remains will repose at Quigley's Funeral Home, Strabane, tomorrow evening from 5:30, with removal to St Mary's Church, Melmount, at 7 o'clock. Requiem Mass on Friday morning at 10 o'clock, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Marie Curie, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Davy Eady, 1 Farhert Close, Dunfanaghy. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Removal from there on Friday afternoon at 12:30 to Roselawn Crematorium in Belfast for cremation at 5 o'clock. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. Donations to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Harkin Funeral Director. The death has occurred of Aidan Ward, 7 Landahussy Road, Lisnacrate, Plumbridge. Aidan's remains are reposing at his late home. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 9:20 for Requiem Mass at 10 o'clock in Sacred Heart Church, Plumbridge. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Family Flowers Only, please, donations in lieu of desire to the Air Ambulance Northern Ireland, care of Charles Lynch, Funeral Director. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Josephine Doherty, late of Shrove, Greencastle. Her remains are reposing at her residence. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 10:15 for 11 o'clock at Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Ballybrack, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. If desired, donations in lieu to Ardeven at Carndonagh Community Hospital, care of Liam Collins, Funeral Director, or any family member. And the death has taken place of Hugh Dunleavy, Ardglass, Port Salem. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon at 12:30 to St Columbus Church, Massmount Fanad, for Requiem Mass at 1 o'clock. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. House private, please, from 10:30 p.m. to 10 a.m.